Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures through the blinding snow. Little lambs can go astray. Gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to cool waters where no
lot of erroneous teaching has crept into the church to say, well, you're the important one. No, Jesus is the important one. And my importance is only as great as I make Jesus great. More, more, more. I'd like to just look at a few verses in Romans 5, just to kind of pull all this maybe together. Romans 5. Six times, Paul uses the word more. In fact, he goes beyond more to say much more. Can we embrace that concept of a God who has that ambition for us that we would have life more abundantly, and then when it's more abundant, it's still much more abundance to be experienced. God would have us to be a people who are content, but never satisfied. Because once we get satisfied, we park. But to be content where we are, then God leads us on to that next level of moreness. Is there a word for moreness? All right, listen to what it says here. So I'm just going to pick out the verses. So right at the beginning, let me introduce that. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith. What tense is that? That's in the past. It's happened already. It's a reality that's taken place. We have been justified by faith. As a result, the next tense is present. We have peace with God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained access by faith. Again, we call it past, but it's really a perfect tense, something that happened back then, and the effects are still ongoing. We stand in this grace, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Notice how verse 3 starts. More than that, we glory in sufferings. More than that. See, it's not just the fact that, wow, this is what God's done for us. Now that gives us an enablement to live out our life here and now. Much more. Okay, so all we're going to do is just identify these for you. Maybe you'll just take a time to meditate. We'll take several times to meditate on these. Drop down to verse 9. It says, since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath. And some Bibles say, to come. To come has been added. We will be saved from the wrath of God. Much more. You do know how many people are living their Christian life like that third servant in fear? Because we think God is this hard guy. And so I just got to tippy-toe. Not so. That's not who God is. It's not who his God is at all. So we've been justified by his blood. Much more are we saved from the wrath of God. Verse 10. If when we were his enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. We're alive with his life. We don't really have a life of our own. The life we have is the life of God. Don't we confess with the Bible too? It is no longer I that live, but Christ that's living in me. Much more are we saved by the life of God. Go to verse 11. And more than that, we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we are now, have now received the reconciliation. See, God has made the way for us to be completely right with him. It goes back to love and obedience. We love him, we'll keep his word. Well, verse 15. The free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift of that grace by that one Jesus Christ abounded for many. More. Much more. And then verse 17. If because of one man's sin, that one man is Adam, all right? Because of Adam's sin, death reigned through that one man. Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life. It didn't say reign in heaven. Reign in life. Through that one Jesus Christ. And still one more. Verse 20. Now the law came in to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, what? Grace abounded all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, as I said, just get a vision of the much moreness of God, of his vastness, his greatness, his... Well, we sang about all of those attributes of God on the wall this morning. More. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, we sang a song. The song is called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And I have been meditating on one line out of that song for the last couple of weeks. It's the third verse, and it starts like this. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. A good profession, right? Good confession. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. Did we not sing that this morning, too? The next half of that line says, more than all, in thee I find. And that's where my meditation has been. What could be more than all? I mean, isn't all? And yet God says he has more than all. I'm fixing to find out what more than all is. And I expect when I discover what more than all is, there will be more than all. Because that's how God is. He's infinite. He's the all. He's the all. Did you know God is all? And God is all there is. And we are in him. He is in us. Abundance of life. So, are we the five and two persons? Five and two talent persons who because of our love for the Master, will keep and do his word and discover an entry into the joy of the Lord? Or are we the third? Who doesn't love? Who does the minimum? Who barely gets by? Maybe. And then even loses that little bit that he's had. So I felt like God is saying to us, you know, it's kind of our choice here to have more or less. And why choose less when we can have more? I thought about that the other day when I walked to Target. They got that big signs all over Target. What does it say? Expect more, pay less. It's not really true. You don't really get more, and you do pay, and you don't pay less. But forget Target. I noticed even Drew put that out here. Eat more, pay less. But that's our choice. More or less? More or less? And we don't have to have less because Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And when it's more abundant, then there's still more abundant. That's the more abundant. So what we just need to really get hooked on Jesus. Listen to this. More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show. More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me. More about Jesus let me learn. More of his holy will discern. More about Jesus in his word, holding communion with my Lord. More about Jesus on his throne, riches and glory, all his own. More of his kingdom sure increase. More of his coming, the Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness, see. More of his love, who died for me. let's confess our faith as we sing hymn number 389.